Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is a look at the Samhain cross quarter. And this audio is good for any cross quarter point, any year that we're experiencing the November cross quarter, Samhain, as the Celtic people called it. The exact astrological cross quarter happens on November 7th. When the sun reaches 15 degrees of Scorpio, and it's usually around the 7th. Sometimes it might reach it late on the 6th or late on the 7th. Or, you know, it's not always going to be exactly on the 7th, but it's pretty close. The 6th, 7th, and 8th is really that window when the sun is within 1 degree of the exact cross quarter. So from 0 degrees Libra, that marks the autumnal equinox, the equal balance of day and night, to the halfway point, 15 Scorpio, when the sun has moved very far along the horizon and is getting ready to move towards the December solstice point. So we're halfway in that journey at this time. And the Celtic people saw this was, they celebrated this as their New Year's point, and they used the new moon or full moon closest to the exact cross quarter. So that actually happens at a different time each year. So you kind of have to look at your calendar to know when the new moon or full moon closest to the cross quarter is happening. But, you know, that would be the time that they would have created their celebrations, their festivals, and so on. The height of that ceremonial time, because they may have celebrated it from the new moon to the full moon or the full moon to the new moon for a two-week period. It's marking the final, you know, sort of harvesting time before going into the deep dark of winter. And what's interesting is that right now, the fixed star Spica is rising up out of the underworld during this time. So it was about 5,000 years ago that Spica would come up out of the underworld in August. And there's certain celebrations that were and sort of harvest festivals that were honored at that particular time, because Spica, one of the names for Spica is Ceres. The Romans saw her as the goddess Ceres, the goddess of the grain. So that would be connected to the harvest. You know, Astraea, Isis, Inanna, Ishtar, all these names have been associated with Spica. She's seen as the light, the lantern. She's also seen as the wheat, the grain. You know, there's so many different images that we could associate with her. And so to have this happening at the cross quarter now is hugely significant, worth tuning into. This is the time when the veils between the worlds are thinnest, and why the celebrations for the Day of the Dead, All Souls Day, All Saints Day, all the different ways of celebrating the death and rebirth mysteries, as the plants are dying, are turning to seeds, are, you know, getting ready to go into their seed form for the winter time. So the ancestors are honored. It is also considered a time when the veils between the worlds, between the ancestors and between the living and the dead, are thinnest, and we have greater access to that. So the celebrations of Halloween and all of these things have kind of emerged out of the understanding of the seasonal time of the Samhain, and this is of course true for the northern hemisphere. But what we find even in the southern hemisphere is that the polarity, so if they're in their cross quarter that is between spring and summer, there is a resonant polarity, there is a understanding and connection to that. And one of the things we talk about in shamanic astrology is that if we were really going to understand the difference, we'd have to live there to have the experience, because really shamanic astrology is about the direct experience. So I can only speak from being a northern hemisphere person, and I just do want to acknowledge that the southern hemisphere people may be having a different experience. And if you have any insights and would like to share that with us, we'd love to hear from you. So Samhain, again, the other thing that's really significant about any time we have the November cross quarter, on this, because there is a fixed star located at 15 degrees Scorpio, and that fixed star is called Zubin al-Janubi. the stars of the scales. It's the pans of the scales. So in the Egyptian mythology, Isis, or it's Ma'at, she's the goddess with the feather. Your heart is weighed. If you are a person who's died, they weigh your heart against the feather of Ma'at. And if it's heavier, then you're basically recycled back to come back and do this journey again. If not, you have the choice to go on into the higher realms. If your heart is lighter than the feather of Ma'at. And the scales of justice, what just is, and, you know, how we balance the heart and mind, how we balance the masculine and feminine. There's so many things that we could talk about in terms of the balance aspect. And the sun rising right with that star, illuminating that star at the exact cross quarter is significant because it does seem to kind of represent the gateway from this world to the next, the other worlds, the nether worlds, the other dimensions and places. And so here we are in a time where only every 26,000 years will the sun rise with this star at the November cross quarter, happening now. Of course, it will happen for a few hundred years, but within, you know, probably we could say at least 144 years if we're going to use the 1 degree every 72 years and a degree before and a degree after. So that is what's happening now at this cross quarter, along with Spica coming up out of the underworld, rising into the morning sky. If you're up early, you may be able to see that. And so the time to celebrate, the time to honor your ancestors, time to honor the lineage and all the beings that have come before that make it possible for us to be here now, to have this experience, to be at the turning of the ages, to be the ones that are imagining what the new earth is to be. From the place of our hearts, from the place of our desire to live in an earth that is a time of a golden age where everyone's needs are met, where there's peace and plenty for all, where there's light and illumination possible for everyone to be experiencing. And the sun is illuminating that possibility at this cross quarter. The Celts also saw it as a New Year's point and a time for divination. So if you have ways of tuning in and doing divination, this is the time to be doing it. This is the time to be tuning in. And or if you seek out other people to assist you with that process, this is the time to do that too. They often felt that the pattern for the next year was determined at this particular time, because when the veils between the worlds are thin and are, you know, mutable, malleable, etc., then there's an opportunity to set the intention through our attention and, you know, making some decisions, getting ready to taking some action through at least declaring the intention at this particular time. Very powerful time to do that. Happy Samhain, everyone.